closed captioning brought to you by MessoBook.com. There's a billion. It's always there. With local offices throughout the country, let us help you get the proposition.
In our world lead, those watching President Biden's State of the Union address closely this evening, you will see some of the families whose loved ones for 5 months to the day have been living in captivity, held hostage by terrorist groups in Gaza, such as Hamas. Of the nearly 100 hostages believed to still be alive, 6 are dual American-Israeli citizens. And when President Biden walked on the House floor this evening, we will be acutely aware that there is still no deal to get them out of Gaza. And the president will have to look at the faces of the families of the hostages, many of whom will be there, counting on him, praying to God that there be an end to this hellacious nightmare for their loved ones for once and for all, including, of course, the parents of 1-year-old Ifat. Ruby and Hagit are here with me again. And Ruby, I think this is my third time interviewing you, and Hagit, this is my second time interviewing you, and I hope you take this the right way. I hope I don't have to interview you anymore. I hope this ends.
One more time
with Ifat. What do you want to hear from President Biden tonight when it comes to Hamas, when it comes to Israel, when it comes to your beloved Ifat?
So maybe before that, I'd just like to be accurate. Eight.
Okay.
Hostages. Two were killed.
Two were killed. Okay.
So six.
Six. Okay.
Yeah. And I think the fact that the president is acknowledging the fact that we are there, I think even today and being on the media, I would argue with you that the majority of the U.S. people are not aware of the fact that there are 8 U.S. hostages being held by a terrorist organization. So I think that by itself is useful to the cause.
Agreed. I'm not viewers of this show, but generally speaking, yeah, absolutely, because we cover the hostages all the time. What do you want to hear President Biden say? Just acknowledge you? Acknowledge that?
I actually had a meeting a few nights ago, where I saw the vision of President Biden applying to us and saying, well, you're getting tired, he's on a plane back home. And I still hope that that might be able to happen.
What about you? I mean, what do you want to hear from the president tonight, other than that dream?
We know that there is no deal signed yet. There is not even a list. So I can just hope.
All right, this is Paul Walker. Hi, this is Paul Walker.
There is a list for sad fact is will probably be women, girls, the elderly, and anybody who is sick. Who will be on that list? And
he's not injured.
Okay. So you're hoping.
Yeah.
Not that you hope. Yeah, you're hoping.
I hope he will be in the list because I know
he's injured. So last time we met was in November when I interviewed families who still have loved ones, at least held by captivity. Some have been.
Hi, this is Paul Walker.
You said at the time, Ruby, that the.
This is Paul Walker.
Than on getting the hostages home. Do you still think that's the case?
I think the efforts of the hostage families have swayed opinion a bit, and I think now the government of Israel understands the magnitude of the occasion. And I, have been walking around with the Howard Lab to emphasize the point that hostages do not have time. And I think the government has understood the urgency of this, and we see a deal imminent. I think there needs to be a little bit more squeeze. I'm not if they wanted a deal, they just needed to let the hostages go.
This is Paul Walker.
And I think the Israeli government has been doing what it can to get to that deal happen, but we need two sides. And unfortunately, the other side is a terrorist organization that does not abide to international law. Hostages have not been able to receive any access of doctors, medical attention, and it's a challenge to be able to negotiate with these types of people that do not have any respect for human rights at all.
Including Palestinians, frankly. One of the things I've heard said by Israeli officials is, look, what's going on in Gaza is awful, and it could all be over tomorrow if surrendered to a lot. But that's not from protesters in the streets who want a ceasefire.
You know, I'm not a politician,
right.
I'm just a mom. want my son back home.
Yeah.
It needs to be resolved soon because the time is killing all the oxygen.
Yeah.